provision in Delaware's drug laws has long penalized offenders caught using, possessing, or dealing near a school, park, or house of worship. But concerns that this unfairly affected city dwellers and helped lead to higher incarceration rates for African Americans has led to a change. WHYY's Chris Barish tells us about that.
Wilmington State Senator Elizabeth Lockman sponsored the bill that removes parks and houses of worship from what she calls geographic-based enhancements to drug charges. Violations within 300 feet of a school are still an aggravating factor that can lead to a harsher sentence and the difference between probation and time behind bars.
Essentially, what we were finding is it wasn't actually mitigating the behavior that we want to mitigate. It wasn't necessarily having the desired effect other than disproportionately incarcerating people from the city and other more urban areas for the same offenses than their counterparts in other places.
Petey Harrison lives across the street from sprawling Brown-Burton Winchester Park in northeast Wilmington. It's bordered by block after block of row houses.
It is unfair to the city. If they're not going to throw it in the park, they're going to bring it in front of the houses. And, you know, we have to live here. It makes it uncomfortable because after that comes the guns, the violence.
Harrison says suburban and rural violators, especially in affluent areas,
get away with a lot of stuff that they don't get away with in the city, where they get a slap on the hand. But we go to jail here.
Jeffrey Horvath is with the Delaware Police Chiefs Council. He says the revision is a good idea for Wilmington, but not for smaller towns in southern Delaware,
where you might have to go out of your way to deal around a church. It's a kind of a double-edged sword there.
Lockman says her measure and other recent changes to the criminal code could help reduce the black prison population from 60%. 22% of Delawareans are black. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.